Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. Rob Rice Show, Forbes.com, Conley Media. He will join us coming up in about 15 minutes. Get his thoughts on Ted Thompson. Terrible news out of Green Bay. A lot of Packers legends have passed away in the last 12 months. Ted Thompson being the latest, and it coming just days before the NFC Championship game, in which a lot of the guys that he drafted are still around. About 20% of the team is Ted Thompson's got his imprint on. And like the big ones, the all-pros, Lindsley, Devontae, Bakhtiari, of course injured, Rodgers, Crosby, apparently. Andrew Brandt was telling this, and he'll be on with the guys in the big show today. Former front office guy. Ted Thompson had to fight for Mason Crosby. Always trust the board, Ted said. Always trust the scouting. So Ted Thompson passing away at the age of 68. He was a GM just 3 years ago. We speculate a lot that maybe the health condition had gotten worse for him. I've never really heard anything concrete on what was happening. You know, we can just look at him and make our own deductions. But Ted, I mean, that's a big loss. That's a big reason why this team is here. And that was a guy who committed himself to the Packers. I mean, we did not like a lot of the moves that he made. And we didn't like that he didn't talk enough to the media. But I've never heard a bad thing as a person. I've never heard one. Unless I've missed something, I've never heard a bad thing said about Ted Thompson as a person. So we do think of him, his family, and that, you know, it's a tough loss for this organization. 68, man, that is, again, it seems like when you're a kid, it seems very, very old. But then when you're like an adult, 68, it does seem young. So his imprint's going to be on this weekend, NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game. I am going to go with the Bills. I feel like I should take the Chiefs. I think this is going to be one of those cases where the Bills want it more. I know that's kind of a cliche thing that people try to stay away from, but I think the Bills are going to want it more this weekend. I think there's going to be something to that. So I'm going to take the Bills, and the Chiefs are a little banged up. I don't know who's going to be their running back. If Le'Veon Bell's hurt, Clyde Edwards-Helaire didn't play last weekend, Sammy Watkins didn't play last weekend, so we'll see how that one shakes out. I can see both teams winning, but I'm gonna side with the Bills. And then with the Packers, you know, Tom Brady is the thing that is trying to force me to pick Tampa, but I just think the Packers are the better team. And home field advantage is going to play a role. Even if it's not like, even if you can somehow measure, and you guys can call in your predictions, your thoughts, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Even if you measure it and the cold affects both teams the same, and somehow the noise affects both teams the same, which it won't, it will obviously benefit the Packers. I think the fact that they are in Lambeau Field, especially with the veterans, all of Ted's guys that have been in these NFC Championship games, that have had this week, you know, Rodgers, they've had this week six times. Rodgers didn't start in 07. But then in 2010, they go to Chicago. So this week to them is a road game. They go to Chicago. 2014, they have the game, but they go to Seattle. 2016, they're in the game. They go to Atlanta. Last year, they're in the game. They go to San Francisco. This week's always been a travel thing for them. For them to run out and hear a crowd and know they're at Lambeau, it's going to be a game. Rodgers has wanted, he has wanted to play in this game at Lambeau his whole life. Maybe even more so than getting back to a Super Bowl. He has always wanted an NFC Championship game in Lambeau. And he's getting it this weekend. I think for as much as there is the Tom Brady factor, there's got to be the Aaron Rodgers factor. There's got to be that as well. And I always try to think when I predict these games, what if you weren't a Packer fan? What if you were Bart in Cleveland? What if you were Bart in Houston? What if you were Bart in Russia and you saw the game and you thought, how would I look at this game like how I'm looking at Bills Chiefs? I don't really have a rooting interest in that game. I have a fantasy league for the playoffs where I took a lot of Chiefs, so I guess I would rather the Chiefs win so I could still be alive. But I like the Bills, and I want to have fun with Kevin Payne next week, and he can be our Bills guy. So I don't really have a rooting interest. And it's tough for me to even look at that one. How would I look at this one? I think in this game, home field advantage is going to be a big, big factor for Aaron Rodgers more than anybody. So I went Packers 31, Buccaneers 19, similar to a scoreline from a week ago. Last week, I think I said 34-20. It was 32-18. I feel similar kind of game. And as the great Paul Heyman would say,
that's not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
Vincent, 799-1250. He's got a prediction. What's up?
Good morning, guys. I hate to go against you, but I usually say you go against the norm, and I say you go with the norm until the norm is broken, and I think it's hard to go against Tom Brady. And I say my prediction is that it'll be the Buccaneers 31, the Packers 24. I think the pressure is on Aaron Rodgers to win. I think to win this game, I think he looks at his legacy different than at this point in time than most quarterbacks. So I think that pressure is going to be on him more than Tom Brady.
I just wish it was any other quarterback, Vincent, than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It would make it just, even if he's not, it's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's been in 9 of these 10 championship games the last 10 years. It's insane.
And he's figured out a way to win, you know, whether it's with their defense or whether with it, they figured out the offense and Tom Brady does his thing. So I say you stick with the norm until somebody breaks it, and I believe the Buccaneers are going to win. Kansas City has always came back. This year it's been a dogfight for them. And I think this is the first time for the Bills, and sometimes that doesn't work out for first-time individuals at this point in time. So I'll stick with Kansas City, 31-17.
All right, Vincent, appreciate that. 799-1250. 414-799-1250. We'll get to Rob Reichel here coming up. Tim's in Tosa. Tim, how you been?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Tim. It's just kind of a weird, wacky Friday, everybody.
It is weird and wacky. And this cold is good for Packer weather. Not for me, but good for Packer weather. I love the show. I listen every day. Keep beating the brow of how is this going to play out? How is this going to play out? You know, you got so many storylines. The thing that makes me nervous about this game, I'll give you my prediction real quick, I don't think we've encountered the linebacking duo that we're going to encounter. And it makes me nervous that if we aren't able to establish a run because of that factor, how the rest of the team is going to step up. You know, they are. I agree, they are playing at a way better, way different level than I think I've ever seen them play. So that's encouraging, I guess. But I'm very nervous about this game. They're stud loaded all the way across the board on paper. But you know what? Go Pack, go. I'm I think it's going to be a 21-17, and I can see 21-17 being Tampa Bay. I can see 21-17 being Green Bay. So my heart is obviously Green Bay, but, man, this game is...
Well, I'll tell you, the Packers are going to lose if they turn the ball over in the first quarter.
Turnovers are huge. They cannot afford turnovers. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that would be a disaster.
Hopefully we'll be talking some good reminiscing on Monday morning.
I'm hoping for it, Tim. Thank you, bud.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
You too. 799-1250. 414-799-1250. Rob Reichel's going to join us momentarily. Do want to talk to him regarding, you know, Ted Thompson. That is tough. 68, passing away yesterday. And get his thoughts on the games this week and that coming up. Windows Select 262-703-3500. There's another number for you. They'll get your windows done this weekend. It's cold. We want the cold. We want the cold for the football game. You don't want the cold in your house. Some of you have cranked up that heater all the way to 80. It's still not working. Or you don't think it's working. It's working. And it's warm in some spots of the house, honey, but not over, not by the windows. It's probably some leaking coming through in the windows. They're probably either not sealed well enough or they're not new. They're older. They've been here since before you moved in. Maybe it's an older home. You don't know when those windows got installed. Window Select has taken a lot of time and effort, and they've really dedicated themselves to coming up with windows that when you match them, like if you do a blind window test, like a blind taste test, they're going to have the most high quality windows. They're going to have the most energy efficient windows. They back all their products with a double lifetime warranty as well to make sure that what I'm telling you is true. They back it all with that warranty. They also have incredible deals. Buy one, get one on the windows. Limit, infinity. So there's no limit. You can get 10 windows and get another 10 free. You can get 1,700 windows and get another 17. You know, you get the point. Buy one, get one on the windows, no limit at Windows Select. Check them out. No payments for a year. That's also good. A lot of great deals. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Talking Packers, Buccaneers, we continue with Rob Reichel next.
When you do something good here that everybody can appreciate and everybody likes, and, which is winning, it doesn't really matter if it's the Super Bowl or if it's the first game in the season. If you win the game, our Packer fans are happy, and win the game in the right way, conduct yourself in the right way, be the kind of person and citizen in the right way. All of those things add up to a very complicated soup for winning in the National Football League.
The late Ted Thompson passing away yesterday at the age of 68. Brutal news. Haven't heard a bad thing about Ted yet. Yeah, we didn't like that he was in free agency, that he didn't dip into it. We wish he would have talked more. There were a lot of times that he hung Mike McCarthy out to dry at that podium after moves he made. Josh Sitton got cut? Can we talk to Ted? No, only in March? All right. Mike, what happened? I don't know. Okay. But I haven't heard a bad thing about him as a person. In fact, only good things. And we care about this Packers team. We care about this Packers team. So did he. And that's what you want with a guy who is leading your franchise. Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, Conley Media. I mean, you've seen this guy. You've interviewed this guy. You've, you know, been there with this guy. Awful loss for the Packers, Rob, in a overall, there were times where we're like, okay, Ted, no free agents, doesn't do it anymore. He's lost a step right up to his very draft. I mean, he found Aaron Jones in the fifth round. So he found Robert Tonyan that year as a street free agent. So, it's not like he was not doing anything at the end there. His imprint on this team looms large over this game Sunday.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, there's Packers up and down the roster, and they will be making big plays all over the field. Excuse me, Bart. On Sunday, that are here because of Ted. Obviously, It starts with Aaron, the 24th pick in 05. Adams, the second rounder. I mean, Bakhtiari would have been on the field. Corey Linsley, you know, a mid-round pick in the offensive line. I mean, I went through it yesterday, Bart, and I ranked his top 20 draft picks of all time. And, I mean, Bart, I left off 10, 15, 20 really high-level quality starters and players in this football league. What he did in the draft is so remarkable. And then, you know, you grab a media guy from another team, you know, grab Denver, grab the Lions or whatever, and compare it to the to that window, the 05 to the end of 17 season when Ted then eventually was replaced by Gutekunst, and the drafting records there between, you know, organizations are just remarkable. You know, you hit on free agency a little bit there, Bart, and I agree with you. Ted could have been more aggressive and been more active at various times, but I think the one thing people forget about all that too, Bart, is he was so good in the draft that on a given year, you know, he was finding three or four guys each draft that you'd want to eventually sign to that second contract, right? And that in essence became his free agency. I mean, if he would have let some of these guys get to the street, they were going to max out and get the highest possible contract at their respective positions. And Ted would get him inked to deals earlier and keep him in Green Bay. And that, in essence, became his free agency. And then he'd reload and retool in the draft. Now, there were certainly years he could have been more aggressive and things like that. And, you know, we could talk about that all day. But top to bottom, you know, the word I kept hearing yesterday, Bart, was underappreciated. And I think that's really fair. Ted gave Mike McCarthy and really the coaching staff and the people in Green Bay plenty of talent, Mark, to win more than one Super Bowl. And 2011 should have been one of those seasons. They had a chance in 2014. You know, Ted was unbelievably aggressive in 2010, filling out that roster week after week as guys went down with season-ending injuries. So, I don't know if he'll eventually wind up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but there's no question. He's an all-time Hall of Fame Packer.
Well, gee, a lot of our, like, conversation about the future of this team, you know, for the offseason is still rooted in what Ted did. It's, do you sign Aaron Jones? What do you sign Bakhtiari to? Do you sign Kevin King? Do you sign Corey Linsley? I mean, these are all Ted's guys. This is, it's a huge imprint.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I some of those guys you just outlined there, I think they made their choices earlier this particular season. You know, Kenny King, they did. Kenny Clark, I mean, they did.
Kenny King. Who is this Kenny King that the broadcast keep talking about? And he slipped into it.
Kenny King, Bart, was a terrific corner for the Raiders in the late, early 90s. And you wouldn't believe how many people in Green Bay called Kevin King Kenny King. And then it gets in your head. And you do hear it.
Every week on TV, they do the same thing.
I know. It is absolutely hilarious. But, no, Kenny. You know, Kenny Clark, they picked Bakhtiari, and it's probably going to mean a couple of these other Ted Thompson guys have to leave, like King and like Jones and probably like Linsley. They made their bet, and that's what they're going to, you know, eventually live with. But, I mean, no, you're right. I didn't break it down last night, Bart, but I would have to think the better part of half the starters you'll see on the field, right, come Sunday for Green Bay are Ted Thompson's guys. He certainly wasn't as sharp at the end, and maybe, you know, we could nitpick at this all day. Did Mike Murphy let him go a year too long? Probably. I've even heard Bart for the last year to 18 months, Ted only had a couple months to live. So, the fact he made it to January 21 of 2021, I think to some people was a little bit of a surprise. Yesterday or, you know, the news from Wednesday was certainly no great surprise, I think, to those inside the organization and those that knew Ted well. Sadly, he was on a pretty steep decline the last handful of years. But, you're right. Even up till the end, there's a lot of players here on this roster that Matt LaFleur should be very thankful that Ted Thompson was around to find.
Well, obviously the big one and his first pick ever, Aaron Rodgers, you look at this matchup, and I'm going to take the Packers. I mean, I don't think that's a surprise to anybody, but I'm going to take the Packers to win. What's keeping me from doing it more confidently than I would have is Tom Brady. I mean, guy's lucky, he's good, he gets to these championship games all the time. I think home field is a big, big factor here. Even if it's not as cold as we think it's going to be, or if the noise doesn't affect him that much, I think Rodgers has been waiting for this game his entire career to play this game in Lambeau Field, and I don't think he's going to let that opportunity pass him by for one of many reasons, and I think this is their best team they've had since, you know, at least in the NFC Championship games, in these last 7 years, four championship games. I think it's their best team since. And they've got a great coach now. I like the Packers this week. And where are you at?
Well, I think it's a field goal game, first of all, Bart. I mean, I think these teams are unbelievably close in a lot of areas. I think on a neutral field, Tampa's probably the better team. I think the weather gods are going to smile on Green Bay. It sounds like there's snow coming in before the game now. It sounds like it might be cleared out, but I can guarantee you that field's going to be slick. And that's certainly a good way to neutralize some speed. I mean, take those inside linebackers they have, right? White and David, who run like the wind. Certainly White is a 4-4 guy. All of a sudden now on a slick track, maybe he's a 4-6, he's a 4-7 guy. And things open up a little bit more in the run game or for your tight ends or something like that. I think the weather is going to neutralize Tampa's speed if this snow actually comes in and dumps a little bit on Green Bay. And you know how the grounds crew is going to be, Bart. They might make that a slow track over there in Green Bay. It's going to be a lot different in terms of the field they played on back in Week 6 when they were in Tampa Bay. Brady scares the bejesus out of you, Bart, if you're a Packer fan and part of Packer Nation. I mean, as I've broken down his stats through the course of the week, Bart, it's so unbelievable. You know, he's double every other top quarterback in every statistical category. I mean, you talk wins, for example, 32. Second place is Joe Montana with 16, right? It's his 14th conference title game. Second place again, Montana with 7. I mean, we go on and on, Bart. I mean, he's doubled the all-time greats. I mean, he is literally that good. His conference title games, Bart, almost make a full season now, right? He has as many wins in the postseason as all but four franchises in the history of football. So, I mean, if this is a tie game with 3 minutes left and Brady gets the ball, Bart, I think this whole state is, you know, just freaking out and losing their collective mind. I'm with you. Rodgers has waited for this forever. He wanted this game in Lambeau. He's got it in Lambeau. We've talked about it on your show before, Mark, though. I mean, Rodgers has had four swings of the bat in NFC Championship title games, and he's 0-4. They won the game in Chicago in 10 on a B.J. Rodgers touchdown and on the backbone of that defense. Rodgers has not been good, Bart, in his four trips to the NFC Championship game. I think his overall passer rating is 78. And you know his passer rating this year was 121. So what are we talking there, a 43-point swing? He's got to be dramatically better. For them to win the game, Bart, he's got to be the best player on the field. He can be. There's no question. He's been the best player in the league all season long. I think, you know, we can break this down position by position, matchup for matchup. The talent level is extremely close and thin. It's Bart, I think this has a potential just based on the quarterback matchup and, you know, and the fact each team's probably got 7-8 Pro Bowl level players. This has a chance to be the best NFC Championship game in the history of the league.
You know, I feel pretty good. I go to Rob Reichel on Twitter. I look at this article you wrote, Forbes.com, and again, Conley Media. And you got a stat here. Green Bay defensive coordinator Mike Pettine, 3-10 lifetime against Tom Brady, and he's lost 8 straight against him. The Packers defense has been playing better, but the turnovers are going to be huge in this game. Packers, they turn the ball over first quarter. You can't give Tom Brady a short field, but the Packers defense has to come up with some takeaways to win this game. Is Mike Pettine, I know he's lost to Tom Brady a lot. Is he in a better spot at least this week, or is he just, you know, I think of last year's NFC Championship game where we all wanted him fired at halftime.
He's definitely in a better spot, Mark, than he was a year ago. But amazingly, he's actually not in as good of a spot as he's been in most of his matchups with Brady. He had 9 matchups with Brady when he was with the Jets, and Bart, 7 of those he had a top 5 defense. in the National Football League. There was one year where we had the number one defense in the league, and Brady got him twice. I mean, Patton's had really good defenses. Even the one year he was in Buffalo as the defensive coordinator, which was 2013, Bart, he had a top 10 defense, and he went 0-2 against Brady, and Brady carved him up pretty good. And, of course, Brady got him for 31 points in that win in Foxborough in 2018, and then we all know what happened in Week 6 this year. So, the thing is, Bart, Brady's done this to everybody. And, so Patton's numbers aren't unique. The fact he's 3-10 against Brady and he's on an 18 losing streak, it is reason for concern. I mean, his last eight trip playing against Brady, Brady's had the better part of 33, 34 points per game. They've got to find a way to keep that in the low to mid-20s if they're going to win the football game. I think if Tampa gets into the mid-30s, Green Bay's probably not going to put up that point total against Tampa's speed on defense and the quality of players they have there top to bottom. No, there's no doubt. There's a lot of pressure here on Mike Patton. His group's got to be better, Bart, than some of Patton's past defenses have been against Brady, and certainly than they were in Week 6. Like you said, though, Bart, the good news, I mean, Green Bay's defense has been really good the last six games. 17 points a game is what they've allowed. They've only allowed four touchdown passes in that time, Bart. And like you said, turnovers are key. Brady usually gives you one or two a game that you're going to get your hands on. The key is, does Jair Alexander hold the ball, right? Does Savage hold the ball? Does King hold the ball, et cetera, across the board there? Because Brady's probably going to give him one or two through the course of the game. And, like you said, a lot of heat on Patton. And they've got to be better, certainly, than Patton's past units have been in these head-to-heads against Brady.
You also, Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, Conley Media, you wrote about Rashawn Gary, that draft class a couple years ago. So Gutekunst comes in here and tries to pick up where Ted left off. You look at that draft class last year, Rashawn Gary has been terrific these last couple of months. Darnell Savage, Elgton Jenkins. I mean, you're going to have a lot of Goody and a lot of Ted on that field coming up on Sunday. What an effort, and hopefully what a performance we see out of Rashawn Gary. I can't say enough about this kid so far.
Well, there's a couple of spots where Green Bay's going to have advantages, and you're right on Gary. The way he has surged this season, they're going to have some real salary cap issues when the season ends, Bart. I mean, over half the league is going to, just in the fact that the cap's going to go down $20+ million from what we're at this year. So there's going to be a lot of teams scrambling, and the emergence of Gary will allow them in all likelihood to let Preston Smith walk, and they'll be able to save that money on the cap. And they're actually over the cap right now, Bart, when you look ahead to next year. So they're going to have to be creative and come up with some stuff. That's a real simple thing, is to let Preston walk and they insert Gary and probably draft another young outside linebacker. But when you look at this matchup specifically, Bart, this Sunday, Tampa's offensive line has a couple of weak spots on it. And if Green Bay can get the Smiths and Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary have big time games and get Brady off his spot, that's really the key. When Brady's not pressured, Bart, and he can just drop back and stand in that one little spot that he likes to, and he's got three plus seconds to throw the ball, look out. That's when he's going to carve you apart. They've got to force Brady to get the ball out of his hands in less than 3 seconds. They've got to force him to move around that pocket a little bit, get him off that spot, because he's largely inaccurate now when that happens, Bart. And if that's the case, then Green Bay's gonna have a chance here defensively to really slow down Tampa Bay and throw some wrinkles at what the Bucs are gonna want to do. And like you touched on there, Gary's gonna be huge. So are the Smiths and Clark had, Clark had a really big game last week in that Rams game. Amazingly outperformed Aaron Donald, and if he can do something like that again, he's fully healthy. And kind of had an up and down, disappointing type of year due to some injuries and things like that. If they can get him going, Bart, they could really frustrate Brady and cause some havoc there.
Rob, thank you for your time. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you for your friendship, your dedication, your love and support.
I appreciate it, Bart. You enjoy the game too. Sunday kick in your fastball.
See you, Robbie.
See you, bud.
Rob Reichel, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Steve sends an email in. He says, as regards to Ted Thompson, of course, says, on offense, I think that LaFleur will use the tight ends to his advantage. A lot of play action. Maybe Mercedes Lewis can have an impact. Dominique Daphne. Bucks are going to try to stop Tonyan. Tight ends using the blocking game. I feel the scheme can open things up for the other guys. I think Rashawn Gary will continue to grow in pressure on defense. I'm going to go Packers 26-20 and face the Bills in Tampa. Got an email here. This one is from Mark. Mark says, hey guys, love the show. Is Sam Schmitz going to do another update at 9 o'clock? As a matter of fact, he is. Says, I love Sam's updates. I can't find him on Twitter though. It's Sam double underscore Schmitz. So he says he was going to change it. He's not changed it yet. Mark goes on to say, oh, I was just driving around on my motorcycle and had to pop off on the sideline or the sidewalk to send this email. God, I do love the wind of the cold air in my face. There's nothing better than a motorcycle. Everyone should ride one. Motorcycles are the most terrific piece of equipment ever invented outside of the modern plane. Going off on a bit of a tangent here, Mark, that's fine. He says, again, I like the Packers to win. I had another question for Sam, who, again, I think is terrific. Does he like the Bucks blue jerseys that they wore last night?
You know, I hated them when I first saw them, but like the Mecca jerseys a couple years ago, once I saw them on the court, I like them a lot. I mean, I've always been wanting a blue jersey, so I can't really complain.
Yeah, I think they look dumb. But then on the court, they look sharp for some reason. I mean, and the Mecca jerseys, I miss the Mecca jerseys. I like those.
I would never buy like the blue Bucks jerseys, but I got the sweatshirt version where there's no like different shades of blue or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. That's all I'm good with.
Yeah.
The Mecca jerseys I really do miss though. They really grew on me.
I think they might be pushing the line of having too many jerseys.
Oh,
this
not the Bucks.
Four new jerseys every year thing.
Teams have way more than us.
I feel like it's a little too much. Robert Mays of the Ringer is going to stop by. He's going to call us. Actually, we're going to call him. We're going to talk to Robert Mays of the Ringer. More from you guys, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's get another quick update from Mike Clemens. Mike Maniac Clemens on the Fan.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers signed veteran defensive back Tremont Williams to the practice squad. Defensive coordinator Mike Pettin.
It's great to have him back. Just such a calming veteran presence.
The Buccaneers say Antonio Brown will be a game-time decision. He suffered a knee injury Sunday against the Saints. Tom Brady says he's watched a lot of tape on Green Bay.
Got a great offense, one of the best in the league. Really talented defense, really well coached. So it's how it should be, you know. The two best teams in the conference should be getting together and seeing how it all goes down.
Packers tight end Mercedes Lewis, 36 years old, and was asked what it would mean to finally reach the Super Bowl.
Boy, this is the pinnacle. You know, I mean everything. Obviously, this is what you get in the game for. This is why I started playing ball at 8 years old. You want to win championships.
And GM Brian Gutekunst on the legacy of Ted Thompson, who passed away at the age of 68.
I think if you really look back at his record and what he was able to accomplish here, whether it was 8 straight playoff runs, I mean, the players that he brought here, not only from the draft, but then Charles Woodson and Julius Peppers and Ryan Pickett and some of the things that he did, that Super Bowl win that we had, that the injuries that we had that year and the guys that he picked up off the street, you know, it's remarkable.
Best Packers coverage on 1250 AM The Fan.
The Fan, Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, Ryan Horvath, currently in the world of radio.com. working on a little bet sweats. He'll have his picks later today with Tim and Rami as well, or Rami and Tim. I don't know what the name of the show is. Rami's doing promos saying it's Tim and Rami. Rami's saying it's Rami and Tim. Tim and Rami. Heffelberger's in there. I know it's good content. I know I'll be listening from 2 to 6. I know I'll be doing that. Big show coming up today as well. Big show coming up today as well. Bob Harland will reflect on the passing of Ted Thompson, 10:06. Kevin Harlan on the show, too. Two Harlans for the price of one. Later on the Wendy's Big Show. Robert Mays of The Athletic joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Robert, thanks for a couple of minutes. The games this weekend, I'm a Packer owner, so I took the Packers. I feel like the Bills might win as well. Are you with me, against me? Where are you at on these games?
Oh, I think it's going to be close. I mean, when you look at the last time the Bills and the Chiefs played, I've said this a couple times this week, I can't remember Brian Daboll and Josh Allen looking as out of sorts as they looked in that game. And that's not a surprise. You know, the Chiefs on defense just throw so much at you. So I assume that the Bills will have a little bit better of a plan. And that offense has been so good over the last month and a half or so. I think they're one of those rare teams that could possibly keep pace with Kansas City offensively.
I think the Packers are a better team than the Buccaneers. It's close. But, man, I keep thinking of Tom Brady and all this luck that he's had. And he's good. He's been in 9 of these championship games the last 10 years. But I also think there's a lot to be said for Aaron Rodgers and how well he's played this season and how much he's won. Like, Tom Brady, he gets these AFC championship games. He had them in New England all the time. Rodgers wanted a championship game in Green Bay his whole career, and he's finally getting that. And I think the Packers are good enough. They can't turn the ball over. And it would help if they went up early, but I do like the Packers in this game.
Oh, I don't blame you at all. I mean, the way that they're playing offensively, you know, going back and rewatching that Week 6 game earlier this week, it's not even like it's an outlier. It's like it happened in an entirely different universe. It just feels so unlike anything else the Packers have done all season that I don't think we'll see anything like that again. I think there are specific sorts of adjustments to things that Tampa Bay did, and I think the Packers are in such a groove right now. I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw a very, very different game to the one that we saw the first time around.
Other NFL news this week, I want to ask you about. You've been writing a lot about Phillip Rivers. So I'm going to ask you the Hall of Fame question. I mean, is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer? I think sometimes when you ask that question, that is an automatic no. If you got to ask, then it's a no. Is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
I think he is, yeah. And I think that the argument against him is twofold. One, playoff success, which I think is completely overrated when it comes to quarterbacks and things like that. You know, Aaron Rodgers has only been to one Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. And Ben Roethlisberger was 9 of 21 for 123 yards and 2 interceptions in the first Super Bowl that he won. It's a team game. And you need luck and you need breaks to get there. And if you look at the Chargers' playoff history when he was there, there's so many things, bounces of the ball, that had absolutely nothing to do with Phillip Rivers. And if one of those two, three things goes a different way, he absolutely could win a Super Bowl. You think of 06 when they lost to the Patriots on a very fluky fumbled interception. 07 when he tore his ACL before he had to play against the Patriots. Little things like that. So I think the playoff success thing is overrated. His playoff numbers are comparable and even better than Ben Roethlisberger's have been throughout his entire career. Ben Roethlisberger happened to play with the second best defense of this generation after Baltimore. And then if you go to the argument that he was never the best quarterback in the NFL or never one of the best two quarterbacks in the NFL, and how could you be a Hall of Famer if that was the case? Well, it's not as if Phillip Rivers was just a good quarterback who played for a lot of seasons. He was one of the most efficient quarterbacks in NFL history who happened to play in the same era as all of the best quarterbacks in NFL history. He's 6th in essentially every single efficiency category from the last 15 years after the group of Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees. And that's okay. You know, it's okay to be 6th after arguably the 5 greatest quarterbacks or 5 of the 7 that have ever played the sport. So I just think that the guys he played with and the breaks he got in the postseason are always going to knock him down a couple of notches in people's minds. But I also think that those reasons make him eternally underrated. So I think that he was a great quarterback for a long time, and people don't fully appreciate that.
The coaching carousel has been winding down as well in the last couple of weeks. Nick Sirianni, now the new coach of the Eagles, a lot of who's that guy? Offensive coordinator with the Colts, Brandon Staley with the Chargers. I don't want to say who's that guy too much because who was Matt LaFleur? You know, and now he's got 2-13-3 seasons under his belt. Urban Meyer with the Jacksonville Jaguars is interesting. Still no Eric Bieniemy coaching job. The frustration for a lot of people is getting very strong. The Chiefs offensive coordinator. There's still that job available in Houston if anybody wants it. Dan Campbell with an interesting tough guy act yesterday. Which of these hires do you think will be the most impactful right away of all the new coaches?
It's a great question. I mean, obviously what Urban Meyer has done during his college career is undeniably impressive, but it's a much different job. And I think that that team is starting over. And I think that's part of the attraction and why he took that job is that they have a blank slate and a ton of resources. So, I mean, if they get Trevor Lawrence and they spend money the right ways in free agency this year, and we'll see what happens with all those draft picks they have, I mean, I think they're only trending in the right direction. That's why that job was so attractive. When it comes to, you know, kind of quick fixes, I think there are a couple different spots that I would look to. Atlanta, in my opinion, has a lot of talent offensively. You know, their offense essentially is coming back in full, and it's a group with a lot of good players on it that I don't think was necessarily being used in the correct way. And Arthur Smith runs an offense that shares a huge amount of DNA from the offense that Matt Ryan won an MVP with in 2016. And I think that he's comfortable with aspects of that offense, and that transition is going to be a little bit smoother than you typically think moving into a quote-unquote new offense. And when you have Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Hayden Hurst, you know, a bunch of pretty good offensive linemen, and Arthur Smith, who I believe is a very above average offensive play caller in what he's done in Tennessee, I think that could be a pretty quick turnaround. I also think with the Chargers, I thought Brandon Staley was a fantastic candidate for months now. I mean, I talked to him for a story that I did in December about their defense with the Rams. And, you know, for some of these guys, when it's 1 year as a coordinator, young, inexperienced, I think that is a legitimate question. You know, Nick Sirianni has never coordinated an offense before. He's never called plays before. Brandon Staley oversaw the best defense in the NFL for the entirety of the regular season. I know they didn't play well against the Packers, but the Packers have a historically good offense and the perfect quarterback to take advantage of what they try to do defensively. For the most part, they were cutting edge and successful, and I think if you listen to a lot of things he said yesterday about trying to be at the forefront of a lot of ways that the sport is going, the Chargers fans should be excited. So those are the two I thought that made the most sense to me.
The playoffs have been, I guess, good. We've been hoping for, like, more, you know, tighter games. I think a lot of us got charged up for that Ravens-Bills game, and then it was kind of a stinker. What would be the best game-wise Super Bowl matchup, the best game that you pit this opponent against that one?
Oh, I think Chiefs-Packers. I mean, that's the one that we've been looking at for a while here. You think about not only the history, but the idea in my mind, I've always said that Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback I'd ever seen, and now I have to couch that with until I watch Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, Mahomes is right there with Rodgers in ways that no one has ever been in my mind. And I think that Rodgers has always been in a class of his own in terms of ability at the position. And I think that Mahomes is the first guy I've ever seen that can kind of challenge that throne. And watching those two guys go against each other, because I don't think we've ever seen it. Because when they played previously, that was the game where Mahomes was hurt, and we got Matt Moore, I want to say.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that game, and I think that State Farm would love to see that game, and I think that TV and the networks would love to see that game.
Robert, appreciate your time. Catch his work at the Athletic Football Show there as well. Good stuff. We'll be in touch. Thank you, Robert.
Absolutely.
Robert Mays, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, take that breath, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. I am going with Packers 31, Tampa Bay 19.
That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
What's Trell? What are you taking? Tell me you're taking the pack.
Yeah, of course I'm taking the Packers.
That's my guy.
35. I wanted to say 42, but I say 35-24. Packers. I think the most important matchup of the game is going to be in the trenches. It's going to be the Packers' offensive line and their schemes within the offensive line matched up against the blitz-heavy Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if the Packers are allowed to be, if the Packers are able to continue to be physical and impose their will from the trenches, I think this game could get ugly real fast, because I believe if Aaron Rodgers is on a roll and he starts to, you know, get up 14-0, that the immense pressure will come on the Tampa Bay offense, and Tom Brady will make a mistake because the Packers are going to be able to pressure him. And just before I go, Bart, I've been so amazed with this Packers season that and also with the move that the Bucs made over the offseason. I've been giving it time to gel. But I must say, besides the fact that the Bucs offense, they got three guys that can score 20-plus, that's the only positive that I've seen so far from the team this year. They've been atrocious on defense. They haven't beaten a good team yet for the most part. And I'm giving them more time to gel, but at some point, Boonhoser is going to have to figure something out. Otherwise, I'm going to start to worry a little more than I should.
So. They have work to do. I'm not in worry mode yet, because I'm going to give them some time season.
But I mean, how many games are we at now? Where do we have 15 or something? What is it? Where are we at?
Yeah,
give them another 15. I give them another 15 when they're at 30 plus. If we're still seeing the same slow mojo from them, and the defense is just atrocious, they haven't, you know, started making those adjustments or whatever, I'm going to start to get a little worried, because that's going to be almost halfway point of the season. They're only playing 72 this year. So
I'm going to give them until Valentine's Day.
All right. That's about a month away.
If I don't like what they're doing on Valentine's Day, I'm going to go from, the regular season don't mean much, man, and I'm going to crank it up and go, fire, bud. Oh, I'm going to go nuts. So Valentine's Day.
All right, I'm with you on that, Bart.
All right.
Valentine's
Good.
Day.
Enjoy the game, Trell.
All right, you too.
Oh, I cannot wait for Sunday. I know you guys are right there as well. More of your predictions, more of your thoughts. 799-1250. I jumped on a Tampa Bay show yesterday, so one of those yahoos are going to jump on with me around 9:30. Plenty of time for you guys. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. 799-1250. Packers, Buccaneers, this Sunday. We're getting close. Still so far away. We're getting close.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.